John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. It's a Friday morning, and that means it's time for Pigskin Picks. And here with them is our partner from The Fanatic, Jason Matinas. Jason's here.
I go 2-1 and you still butcher my name?
I want you to know I'm doing it on purpose.
Okay.
2-1 last week.
Which was the oddity in my picks this year. That actually had a good week.
You got three games. I'm curious about a fourth game, and I wonder what you think is going to happen in this. Are you placing any money on the Tank Bowl? We should explain that the Tank Bowl is the 0-4 Redskins going up at the 0-5 Dolphins.
This is kind of like when you go to the roulette table and you play the number zero, and you put a lot of money on it.
Right.
Like the 64-1 odds, I think it's going to be a 0-0 tie. There's going to be three collective first downs in the game, and they're going to tie 0-0. So I'm going to go with that pick.
Now, did you hear about the ticket price? They reduced the ticket price on the game?
Are they paying people to go?
No. $16. You can get into the game for $16. It costs $23 to get into the Miami Zoo.
Oh, my God. See, $16 still is not cheap enough. They would have to go the other way and pay me $16
to go to that
even
game?
Consider watching that. It's garbage.
Well, let's get to your game of the week. That's the Texans and the Chiefs. Kansas City is a 4-point favorite. What are you thinking here?
The Chiefs, they're a little banged up, so it's a little bit of a weird spot, but I just believe in Mahomes too much. I believe in that Chiefs team too much. I think they don't have any problem covering the number here. And the Texans are a really bizarre kind of bipolar team. One week you go, wow, they look really good. And then the next week, they don't look so good. But I think the Chiefs just are too overwhelming in this spot. So I'm going to ride the Chiefs. I'll lay the points. I don't have a problem laying it with Mahomes. I think they score into the 30s easily in this game. So Bill O'Brien, I think, is starting to really – his seat's getting a little warm there, too. So I'll take the Chiefs, and I'll lay the points, no problem.
All right, then we move on to the lock of the week, the Niners and the Rams. The Rams are a 3-point favorite, but Niners are looking good this year.
Yeah, the Niners are 4-0, John, and I'm going, like, what the hell is this team? I don't have a great feel for them. You know, they got Garoppolo last year, but he got hurt early in the year, so you didn't get to see that team. They're well-coached with Kyle Shanahan. They're 4-0. They're off to a great start. But I just don't buy it yet. Like, I don't buy that they're just a notch below the Patriots. I feel like they're many notches below the Patriots. And they're actually not even the best team in their division, in my opinion. I think Seattle is. But that being said, and this is weird, is I'm going to go against something I usually read, and that's line movement. It opened up at -5 this game in the Rams' favor. They're coming off a loss. Now it's -3, which means money's coming in on San Fran. But this is early money. It's public money. And the public is very rarely right. So I'll wait for the sharps to come in at the end and bring the line the other way. So I'll be happy to lay the 3 as opposed to the 5. And I'll take the Rams in a bounce back. They should have won last week. Zuerlein misses a 44-yard field goal. They'd be 4-1 if he made it. He didn't. Now they're pissed. Now they get the win, and they cover the number.
All right, lastly, of course, is the Eagles game. The Eagles at the Vikings. Vikings favored by 3 points. Is that the home team 3 points? Is that all that is?
That's like kind of the chalk home field number that they say they give. And you know how true that is, you'll never know. But I'm picking the Eagles here, and I'm picking them simply because I cannot stand the Viking fans.
Yes.
They are the biggest babies in the history of sport. Like, go back to the Roman Colosseum days. They're such babies. They're still complaining about their treatment when they came to Philly for the NFC Championship game. They don't blame their team for scoring 7 points when they got beat 38-7. They blame the Philly fans. But yet these idiots went on the Art Museum steps and did their skull chant. So they poked the bear. They put a loincloth on Rocky with a logo on it and draped him with Viking stuff. And then they complained that we didn't, like, roll out a red carpet for him and give him sushi and ice cream.
The Vikings team that you would do that for is long gone.
Oh, big time.
They're not that team.
Yeah, and you have Kirk Cousins as your quarterback. Stephon Diggs isn't happy. Screw the Vikings. Eagles, Eagles, Eagles. And the Eagles get the big win, and they go to 4-2.
Okay, so the game of the week, the Texans and the Chiefs. You're going with the Chiefs. Lock of the week. The Niners and the Rams, you're taking the Rams. With the Eagles and the Vikings, you're taking the Eagles. Jason Martinez from The Fanatic, Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
Eagles! Eagles! We're going to the land of ice and snow, where Howard can run and Carson can throw. The winners of the game. team will drive into the red zone. Fight the Vikings, make them cry. Minnesota, we are coming. Scoring touchdowns and field goals. Our only quest will be the Super Bowl. Eagles! Eagles!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.